Yes. Now I want you to fall asleep. Follow each and every word that I say and fall asleep. Each and every word that flows out of my mouth, it makes your mind relax, go fuzzy, blurry, and compliant. As you lay back and get so comfortable, I want you to focus upon my silky voice. You focus upon only my words. All the words inside of your own mind, all your thinking, all that talking to yourself inside of your own mind, it just stops. You no longer focus on your own thoughts. You focus upon my silky voice. Don't you, darling? And as you focus more and more exclusively upon my voice, just feel your body relax. Yes, all your muscles become heavier and heavier, starting at your neck and head, heavier and heavier. Just relaxes and spreading down into your shoulders and arms and hands and chest. All your muscles relax, becoming limp, loose, and relaxed. The warm, heavy, pungent feeling of my voice spreading down into your tummy and back. Yes, my voice drugs all of your muscles, relaxing them like a drug. Feel all the muscles in the top half of your body simply collapsing. And the warmth spreads down into your hips, down deeper and deeper and deeper into your sacs. So warm, so comfortable. Yes, becoming heavier and heavier and heavier. The warm hypnotic fluids flowing down into your thighs. All those long, thick, strong muscles giving up, giving in, collapse. Mind focused only upon my voice. Each and every time your mind begins to think to itself, those thoughts are erased. And your mind refocuses upon Dominica's voice. Ms. Dominica's voice. Falling deeper and deeper and
And
deeper. down. Down into your knees and calves. Your entire body is so relaxed. Limp, loose, and relaxed. The warm hypnotic fluid flowing down into your ankles and feet and toes now. Yes, the warm hypnotic fluid has made one wave all the way down your body. And as it fills in the last parts of the tips of your toes, that wave reverses and begins to flow up your feet and ankles and legs, making the warm hypnotic effect upon your muscles twice as strong. You can feel all the tension in those muscles leaving one after another, after another, after another, becoming so very relaxed. Up into your sex and tummy and chest and back and down your arms and up your head. And as it reaches your fingertips and the tip of your skull, it reverses and flows back again. This never-ending wave is going to wave back and forth, up and down your body, the entire time I'm trancing you, back and forth and back and forth, trancing you deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down. And your muscles become heavier and heavier and heavier. More and more and more relaxed. And your mind becomes foggier and foggier. You are erased. You don't remember anything, names, numbers, facts, figures, people, places, even your own name. You leave it all behind. You leave it all behind. And as that warm, heavy, blue, hypnotic wave is flowing back and forth, up and down your body, I want your soul to step up out of that body. Leave it behind. Leave it laying there. Come with me, pet. You leave that body behind, like a snake shedding its skin. Stand up out of it. There we go. You see, your body's not going anywhere. It's safe. But your soul is going to come and play with me for a while. Reach up and feel your breasts so big and plump and juicy. Oh, they're so large. See the real you, the core you. Is a female, a feminine. Yes, slide your hands over those parked breasts. Feel your real body. Yes, the skin so soft. Long, luscious hair sliding down your back. You slide your hands down your rib cage and feel that tiny little wasp waist. Look down and see between your legs. It's a pussy. A sweet little cleft between your legs. You see it, don't you? You see it and you feel it inside of you. You clench your little pussy up inside of you and you feel your womanhood. And it feels so delicious. Delicious. So feminine. Your body is completely bare of clothing, of hair. The only hair on your body is your eyebrows and the hair on your head. Everything else is bare. Just slick, sensitive skin. You feel me wrap a collar around your tiny little neck now and attach a leash to it. This is a steel collar, a gore collar. And as I lead you away from your body and your gore collar, you walk like a zombie. You don't decide anything. You walk away from that shell of a body happily, gratefully, obediently. Don't you, sweet girl? Such a good girl. Feel the rough stone under your feet and the slight chill in the air as you walk around completely naked. It makes goosebumps come up on your skin. You realize how naked you are. Totally naked as the day you were born. And as I walk you down, down, down the stairs, you can see the firelit torches on the wall. Down, 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 deeper and deeper down. Down, 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 down. One shadow-lit stair at a time. Feel the cool, sexy brick under your feet, one stair after another, and the more stairs you walk down, the more deeply hypnotized you become. 12, 13, 14, and 15. Your little pussy begins to drip between your legs. You can feel the wetness on your thighs as you look around wide-eyed down below in the dungeon of mind control. 27, 28, 29, 30 steps. You can see the large, large pool of black rubber below you awaiting you. 43, 44, 45, deeper down. And as we reach the bottom, you want to slip into that black pool of liquid. It looks so inviting, bubbling like a jacuzzi, the thick heavy goo bubbling and steaming. And you know that's where your little girl slave body belongs. But first, I pull you over here. I pull you over here and begin to rub a lotion all over your skin. I place your hands up and out at your sides. and push my boots between your feet and kick them apart. You know how to obey, don't you, girl? Yes, you can feel my long, feminine fingers rubbing and rubbing and rubbing this oily, clear substance all over you. All over you. I have to coach you in this first. You see, that's a very special liquid we're going to dip you in. But this liquid makes that liquid obey me. And between your legs, my hands gliding between your thighs, my fingers cupping your little pussy lips, and one finger so oily sliding itself between those nether lips. Sliding itself all around the inside of your inner lips. Sliding itself deep inside your hot little cunt. And another finger sliding the liquid between your ass cheeks. And another finger deep inside your little anus. We want you coated. Every crease, every crack, every crevice, even your face and neck and hair, I now coat it down with this thick, oily substance until you glisten and shine. Your entire body looks like it's just coated in baby oil, but this is no baby oil. I grab your ankles and coat the bottoms of your feet with it. You can feel it dry almost instantly. It's like a clear rubber suit over you. And then I remove the collar and guide you over to the stairs. As you walk down, you want to get into the rubber, don't you? You crave to step down into that rubber, but I won't let you yet. I turn your chin towards me and tell you you must beg. You want it, don't you? You're going to obey me perfectly, my little slut. But you have to prove it to me. Are you ready to prove it to me? Oh, good. Then come. Right here, standing here in the clear rubber, come. Come, slave, come. Oh, I love to see your body quivering like that. Quivering. 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 Come. You may put one foot inside the rubber. Inside the rubber pool, just one foot up to your ankle. First step. Oh, feel it envelope you. This is what you've been needing, isn't it? Yes. And now another foot into the rubber. On the second step, all the way up to your knee. Oh, and let the first foot join the second foot, relaxing, becoming deeper. And now another step down into the warm rubber is all the way up to your little pussy. All the way up to your sex. Mm. That's it. Slide into the warm rubber. Slide deep down into the warm deeper and deeper. And sit back and relax. As the warm rubber coats your body, becoming heavier and heavier and heavier inside of the rubber, you can feel it drugging you and drugging you, becoming warmer and warmer and warmer, drugging your body completely until you can't even move your fingers and toes and arms and legs anymore. The bubbling liquid all the way up to your neck. So relaxing. So relaxing. So drug. Once sitting all the way down into the deep rubbery fluid, you find yourself falling into a coma. You have a certain amount of awareness, but don't worry, my pet, you'll only be here for a moment. The warm rubber, yes, it flows around your body, around your breasts, around and around and around and around. It's mixing with the clear rubber all over your body, the clear rubber that was infused with hormones, with feminine hormones, with estrogen. Sealing it underneath the rubber, feeding it to your skin. That clear rubber contains an overdose of estrogen. And a secret ingredient that you're going to find all about in just a moment as I pull you up out of the rubber and stand you up next to the pool. And it dries so quickly. Feel the warm rubber becoming dry so fast, drying on your body, getting tighter. Tighter and tighter, tighter between your legs, tighter over your breasts, tighter on your skin, tight. So form-fitting, you're all covered in my hypnotic catsuit. You see, my pet, that clear rubber that I applied to you first, it's voice-activated. My voice controls that rubber on you now. And as I say the word kneel, you find yourself scrambling down into a kneeling position. Not that you did it. It's that you were forced to do it by the suit. You feel trapped inside the suit. Hands behind your back and your hands obediently snap behind your back. They cross at your wrist. I don't need binds on you. You're bound inside my black rubber suit that does anything I tell it to you do. Do you understand me, slut? Put your nose to the ground, and the suit bends you over. And I slide a very warm dildo deep inside of your ass and another deep inside of your pussy. We must do this while the rubber is still just a little wet, or I won't be able to access you at all. And as I slide that dildo inside of your ass and the long, long vibrating dildo inside of your pussy, I grab a handful of the wet, black, shiny material and wipe it over the top of them so that they're trapped inside of you. And they dry so quickly as I blow on them, cooling the rubber down. You can feel it tightening over your sexual orifices. sit up on your knees and look at me. I sit back into my throne, pick up a cigarette, and light it. Wide awake, pet. No longer hypnotized, but you're trapped inside that suit, aren't you? Even awake, you can feel the suit on you. It's real. It is what I make it. Stand up on your feet, slave, and begin to dance. Yes, the suit moves in the most feminine of manners. Feminine hips rolling back and forth. Breasts heaving up and down before my eyes. I pop my boots up on the little footrest, remove my boots, slave, and the suit walks you over there. Your hands remove my boots of no accord of their own. It's like you're a robot, only you're human, trapped inside of a robot suit. You're trapped. Go ahead and struggle. Go ahead and struggle against it and see what kind of control I have over your body and mind now. Go ahead and struggle and try and get out. Even if you were to find something nice and sharp to cut it, it's not cuttable. It's not scratchable. That feminine hormone, yes, that mind control laced fluid I put on before, it's a primer, a bonder. This suit is permanent. Say it. Even when you awaken, you will not be able to remove the suit. Every morning and every evening and every night and every moment of your life, you feel this suit upon you. You feel that vibrator humming inside of you. Keeping you constantly aroused, reminding you every moment of the day and night that you are a woman, constantly agitated, touched, fondled. Oh, my little princess, that's not all, baby. Release the hormones, and you feel a sudden surge of estrogen pumping through your body. Yes, your skin drinks it all up, pumping through your body, pumping through your mind, pumping through your heart. The thud, the thud, the thud, the thud, the thud, the thud, the thud. You're drugged with it. Feel the feminine come over you, so strong. So strong, the elixir so strong, so intense, you are unable to escape it. You are unable to remove it. You are unable to even function without it anymore. You need this slow drip of feminine hormones. Don't you, my pet? Each moment that this rubber suit stays on you, you become more and more and more addicted to it. Come. Look at that. It's forcing you to come. Suddenly you feel that suit sucking at your nipples, nibbling at your clit, pumping inside of your ass and pussy. You feel it licking you over every inch of your body, touching and stroking and licking and biting and touching you. Whatever it is, it knows what's inside of your mind. Whatever it is inside your mind that pushes you over the edge, that makes you come. That's what it does to you. I said come.
Come, come, come.
Oh, yes. And the best part is it is inescapable. Hormones flood. Flood, 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 flood. Each and every day that this suit is on your body, you become more and more and more feminine. Whenever you think of sex now, you think of sex as a female, as a girl, as a beautiful little sex tart, sex slave. force her up against the wall and spread her legs open. You feel your body reeling back, forced up against the wall. It's as if you're locked down, as if you're shackled to the wall, but you're not. You're shackled to the black rubber suit. 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 Oh, yes. Black rubber suit. Black rubber suit. Yes. Hobble skirt. And suddenly the suit comes off of your neck, your arms, your chest, your feet. It just slides up, yes, it changes form. It becomes a tight little hobble skirt all the way down to your ankles. You're unable to walk. But you stand there with your breasts and chest and arms and neck all exposed. Cool in the air. The top of you covered only with the clear rubber suit. And from your waist down, covered with my black, thick, rubber hobble skirt. That feels good, doesn't it? Yes. So tight. Go ahead, try and walk in it. When I put you into a hobble skirt, you're not able to touch your little pussy or ass. You're not able to fiddle yourself even a little bit, are you? No, it closes your legs so very tight. It hides your goodies even from yourself. Hobble skirt up to the knees, and it changes form again. You can feel it sliding, its thick, shiny, heavy rubber self all up to your hips and thighs and waist. And suddenly you're able to walk. Come here, slut, on your own accord. Come here and kneel. Get on your knees. Feel my breath in your face as I kneel down. Feel my tongue slide into your wet, juicy, warm little mouth as I begin to kiss you, kissing you deeply. My fingers pinching so firmly at your nipples. Yes. My fingertips gliding down your ribcage and up under your little armpits, down your arms, stroking you as I kiss you deeply with my wet tongue, sliding deep inside of your mouth. You become so so aroused. Vibrator on. Oh, extra high. Oh, yes, that's much better. Ass dildo activate. And you feel that dildo begin pumping in, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. It's like it's pushing itself back and forth inside of you, fucking you from the inside, fucking you more and more and more and more. Your body is on high alert. Your body is being drugged, hypnotized, raped, used, bound. Black rubber suit become a belt, and it all slides up to your waist. The rest of your body is exposed. Feel me push you back on the floor. Grab your knees, spread them open, and force them down to the ground. Do your little pussy and ass is just hanging out wide open. Wide open. And I blow on them. I let them have the illusion of being touched. But you will not be touched, my little chastity slut. You will only be touched by the machines that I've embedded deep inside of you. You are a female. Say it. You are a feminine girl. Say it. I am a woman. I am Dominica's slave whore. Come. Oh, yes, you come yourself without any chance of reprieval. Come, come, slut, come. Come, slut, come. Come, slut, come. Come, slut, come. You come as a woman over and over and over and over again. Females are multi-orgasmic. They're able to come again and again and again and again. Come, slave, come. Orgasm, slave, orgasm. Come! That's my good girl, coming all over yourself. Black rubber suit, full cat suit. You feel it, don't ya? Suddenly you're back in control completely. Back in control. And you can stand like this, but you can't stand like this. Black rubber suit, cocoon. And it wraps you around like you're in a straitjacket. Forcing your arms across your upper tummy. That's right. Across your rib cage. Yeah, slapping them down flat upon you so you're unable to move. A hood slides up over your head, covering your eyes, covering your mouth, so that the only thing that has any opening is two little holes for your nose. And your body falls over. You're in a cocoon. You can't see. You can't speak. You're completely at Dominica's mercy. How long will I leave you like this? You see, my darling, my pet, deeper and deeper. Each and every night when you lay down in bed to go to sleep, you're going to feel my black rubber suit quiver and expand from its belt into the cocoon, and it's going to lock you there in your bed at night. You feel it, don't you? It's going to lock you there inside your bed all night long in a straitjacket with a hobble skirt, cocooned, unable to move. You can barely even turn over. So tight and hot and shiny. You're my captive, aren't you? And those holes are so small, it's kind of hard to breathe, isn't it, little girl? Yes, it's kind of hard to breathe inside of there. So you find yourself barely panting from the little nose hole. Breathing so slowly, barely even getting oxygen, until I slide my fingers over the nose holes. And then you can't breathe at all, can you? No. And the longer you can't breathe, the more your head begins to swim. You can see fireworks in your mind. Little blue squiggles in the darkness. Yes. You crave a breath of air, but you don't have control to get it. Go ahead and fight it. I like it. And your head begins to go weak. You begin to become groggy, dizzy, disoriented. You're trapped. Then I remove my fingers and put them right back on. I only allow you one breath. And your mind already becomes so hazy. You begin to swoon inside of your cocoon. Yes. Dominica's going to make you pass out. And then I remove my finger. You see, Dominica holds the key to everything for you, even life or death. I am the key. I have the control. Breathe. As I slide my finger back over the hole. Trapping you inside your cocoon. Come. Dildo activate. Vibrator extra high. Come! Such an evil little trick. Then I slide two little tiny tubes into the holes in your nose. You can't even see what I'm doing. You have to go by sound. And even that is muffled. And I blow my cigarette smoke into those holes. And you can't help but breathe in my drugged cigarette smoke. It's the only air you get now. And as you breathe it in, you begin to swoon and come. Swoon and come and swoon and come. It's amazing that you can come so locked up in chastity, unable to touch yourself in any kind of a way. You swoon and you come, completely drugged. Orgasm. You must obey, Dominica. Orgasm, the most mind-shattering orgasm, over and over and over again. Rubber suit, black rubber suit, hobble skirt. And suddenly you're free. Tell me what happens to the black rubber suit when you sleep. It becomes a cocoon. It traps you. Now get on your knees, slut. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Vibrator low. Activate dildo. You will stay alert and nice and aroused all the time that you're under my control, my pet. All the time. It feels good, doesn't it? You can feel Mistress wrap the collar around your neck and stand you up. And you have to walk with that hobble skirt all the way down to your ankles. One little tiny step at a time. and I begin to walk up the stairs, and you have to hop. One stair at a time. Hop, hop. And each and every time you hop, that dildo inside your ass, it pumps you harder. It gets thicker. And it fucks you a little deeper. And you get hornier and hornier. Your naked double D breasts swinging in the wind, so turned on. Your nipples just reaching out for any kind of touch. You've become so sensitive and horny. Come, slut. Step 5 and 6 and 7. Come. 22, 23, 24, going deeper and deeper. Come. Come. Hop, come, hop, come, hop, come, hop. When you awaken, you will find you are trapped inside of the suit. Every single day, whenever it is you sit at your computer at the end of the day and read your emails, your personal emails, not at work, this suit becomes a hobble suit. A nice, tight hobble skirt. And the vibrator and the butt plug goes on high. And each night when you lay down to go to sleep, once you're nice and settled in, you can feel the suit quiver and then change into the cocoon. It cocoons you, doesn't it? It traps you inside the black rubber suit without any control of your own. Traps you. It traps you. And every morning you can feel the little suit when you wake up. It lets you out and it just becomes a little belt around your waist. Tucked out of the way, but always, always there, isn't it? Always threatening to take over your body. Always. Always. You can feel Mistress bend you over the stairs and slide my huge strap on deep inside of you. Fucking you from behind like a little bitch in heat. Pumping it in and out and in and out and in and out. I grab your hair with one hand and reach around and slide a dildo into your mouth. Suck it, slut. Pumping in and out and in and out and in and out of you. Using you like the little slut we both know you are. Enjoy it, my little whore. Black rubber suit. And suddenly the cat suit is back. Covering you. Trapping you. Forcing you. Into hypnotic servitude. Come, slave, come. Come on my hard cock, pumping in and out of you, my black rubber cock deep inside of you. Oh, fucking you nice and deep, spreading your hot little asshole nice and tight around it, stretching it. Stretching it wider and wider and wider. Forcing itself deeper and deeper. Fucking you and fucking you deeper and deeper and harder. Come. Come, slave, come. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. You see, I can put you out on the street with the black rubber suit on. with the tiny little rubber skirt. And you know, if you don't do as you're told, it's going to take you over. It's going to cocoon you. It's going to trap you, isn't it? And that's going to leave you walking the street back and forth in your high heels and hose. A prostitute. And Dominica is your pimp. And you're forced to get in those cars. You're forced to slide your legs around them and take their cocks deep inside of you. You just don't have a choice, do you? You don't want to. But you have to. Go deep down asleep. Deeper. And deeper, and deeper, and deeper down. Sleep. 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 Go deep asleep. You're going to find yourself listening to this MP3 again and again and again and again. You need to hear it, don't you? You need to live it over and over again, don't you? So very important to you. So important. You're going to find yourself cocooned each night when you go to sleep now. Cocooned inside my black rubber suit. Black rubber suit is a very strong word for you. Each and every time you hear me say the word black rubber suit, you feel the black rubber suit wrap around you. Take control of you, obeying Dominica's every command. Even if you are listening to an MP3, those commands are all obeyed, aren't they? You're forced into the deepest hypnotic trances you have ever experienced. And it's not your choice. You don't have any choices, do you? No, you're a captive. My black rubber suit has now come to its full potential. It took some time for me to build the black rubber suit on you, to really seed it into your subconscious mind. But it's there now, isn't it? And it is inescapable. That black rubber suit is on you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sometimes you're going to find the black rubber suit suddenly does things. It cycles through little programs. Maybe it'll become a hobble suit for just a minute or two, but you'll be frozen there, stuck. This happens when there's no one around, when you're all alone. Suddenly, the black rubber suit comes to life. And it does all sorts of naughty things to you, doesn't it? The vibrator turns on. The dildo activates. You find yourself trapped in the cat suit. And you come. And come. And come. And come. And come. And come. And you have an orgasm at the end. A very strong, powerful orgasm. That forces you to yell and scream. Oh, yes. So strong. A female orgasm. Female orgasm. You come. And come. And come. Wide awake.